The Gemara in Chulin on Daf Kuf Lamed Tes discusses Moshe min haTorah minayin. Where do we see a remez to Moshe in the Torah? Which is kind of shocking because Moshe is all over the Torah. He's not a remez. But in any event, the Gemara says that in the end of Parshas Bereishis, the pasuk says La yadun ruchi ba'adam v'shegam hu basar v'hoyu yom of me'ah v'esrim shana. The pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, when he saw the destruction of the midos and averos of humanity in the times before the Mabul, he said that my ruach, my ruchnius, will not be able to sustain itself any longer in man, b'shegam hu basar, which according to many Rishonim means because he's become too physical. He's become too much basar. B'hoyu yom av mei av esrim shana, humanity will last for another 120 years, and that's when the Mabul came. Says the Gemara, b'shegam is gematria Moshe. Right, the shin and the mem is the same, and beis and gimel is 5. B'shegam is gematria Moshe. And it says b'shegam, which is gematria Moshe, b'hoyu yom av mei av esrim shana. His years will be 120 years, and we know that Moshe Rabbeinu lived for 120 years. That's the Gemara. So there's a big discussion of why we need this remez. But I want to read to you from the Pirush of the Radal. Rav David Luria wrote a Pirush. He wrote many Mefarshim. He's in the Hagoyis in the back of many Mesechtas. And there are Hagoyis on Medrash. But one of his incredible, incredible Pirushim, comprehensive Pirushim, is on the Medrash of Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar, where he wrote 4 introductions, like each one a tremendous work in its own right, and then a lengthy, detailed word-by-word pirush of the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar. And in Perek Lamed Beis, he says that there's a message in B'shegam Hu Basar. He says the Medrash is B'shegam Hu Basar, which really means he too is flesh. Shegam Hu Basar. So he says, Afal Pishahu Mivchar Minha Enoishi, even though he's the highest form of humanity. Shezocha Lekabel HaTorah, he's the one who was Mekabel Torah from Hashem. He went up to Har Sinai and was Mekabel Torah from Hashem. Shegam Hu Basar, he too is flesh. It's interesting that according to the Pirkei d'Rabbi Elazar, the message here is Moshe Rabbeinu was the highest form of Adam, but he was flesh and blood nonetheless. Why is this an important lesson? Why is it important for us to know that Moshe Rabbeinu was flesh and blood? Shegam hu basar. I once saw in a sefer many years ago that was written by a Navardiker Talmud, and he writes on a pasuk in this week's parsha that the Klal Yisrael, when they wanted to build the Egel, they said, Kum asei lanu Elohim, and they gave a rationalization. The rationalization was, Ki zeh Moshe ha'ish, because this man Moshe, lo yodanu mehoyolai, we don't know what happened to him. Says this Navardiker Talmud, what's the word ha'ish? Ki zeh Moshe ha'ish. We know Moshe is a man. He said, no, that was their point. Their point was, Moshe Rabbeinu went up to Har Sinai, and he stayed up there for 40 days and 40 nights. Lechem loy ochal, umayim loy shosa. Apparently, he's not a human being. And we, Klal Yisrael, we're human beings. And we need to be led by a human being. So, ki zeh Moshe ha'ish, the man Moshe, the malach Moshe might be up there. But the man Moshe, lo yodanu mehoyolah, we don't know what happened to him. How fascinating is it that according to the Radal, there's a pasuk in the end of Parashas Bereishis that says, don't make that mistake. Shegam hu basar. He too is a man. And Rabbi said, there's an important hashkafa here. We tell stories about Gedolei Yisrael. We talk about the greatness of tzaddikim. We admire tremendous Talmidei Chachamim. We have to understand why we do that. Because it could be, it sounds so wonderful. I'll write a book about it, tzaddik. It sounds so wonderful. It could be a mikshel for us. Because when we're thinking about our own lives, we may tell ourselves, I should be like the tzaddik? He's a malach. I can't be like him. I should be like this Talmud Chacham. There's no humanity there. We have to look at the greatness of tzaddikim, not from the prism of they're not like us, but from the view of they are like us and look what they became. They're the same as us. Shegam hu basar. He too is a basar v'dam. And look at his godless. Look at his midas tevois. Look at his hasmada. Look at the way he does a mitzvah. Look at the way he cares about another yid. It's a very delicate avoda to have this incredible reverence for Gedolei Yisrael, but not chas v'sholem, that should form as a mechitza that's marchik us from them. Yes, the Gedolei Yisrael that we know are larger than life figures. They're incredible. Their accomplishments are mind-boggling. B'shegam hu basar. And he also was born a human being and went through ups and downs and had nisyonos and struggles and vulnerabilities and fears and was unsure of his future. And he worked and he worked and he worked and he became the person that he is today. And that's our tachlis and our tafkid, step by step, to look up high, but not to say what's up high, that's beyond us, but rather to embrace that as something that's on the other end of a ladder that we're on. It's wonderful, wonderful to be back in yeshiva. It was a tremendous trip to Eretz Yisrael. The Shabbos there, together with the Rosh Hashiva, was like in another world. Yerushalayim anyway is another world, but Shabbos with the Rosh Hashiva in Yerushalayim was an epic Shabbos. But I feel sensitive when you come back from Eretz Yisrael that we don't say to a person when he comes back, "Welcome home." Because we're not home. I was home when I was in Eretz Yisrael. We say welcome back. We don't say welcome home. But I feel to a Beis Medrash, we could say welcome home. And Rabbi say it's good to be home. And I'm looking forward tonight, Emir Hashem, to a Mishmar, and Be'ezer Hashem, the Mashgiach Shmuz, tomorrow. Have a wonderful Shabbos.